What does it mean to be present? Does it mean you have to accomplish anything? No, it literally means you just have to be there for someone. I'm attending a soccer tournament today for someone I care deeply about, but don't get to see often. I happen to still be in Florida traveling for business, but I'm making a huge detour this weekend from my business trip to take the time to be present for someone else. In order to successfully be present, I'm going to have to shift gears and really disconnect myself from work. Before you make time for someone else, commit to be fully present and disengage from multitasking. If I take the time to go to this soccer tournament today, but I'm not fully there, I might as well not be there. Whether dealing with children or adults, your actions send a loud message. Soccer tournaments can be long and monotonous, especially if you aren't the one competing, but rather standing on the sidelines. It's tempting in these situations to bang through some emails or respond to social media. Doing this can make you feel productive, but you can't be present at the same time. The pitch challenge today: if your primary goal is to be present, then pause on the productivity. Just be there. It's the hardest thing you will probably have to force yourself to do, but the dividends for being present for someone else are highly rewarding. Being present and focused on others, not your devices, sends the signal that they are the most important priority and that you genuinely care. Being distracted by a device sends a message that you are bored and would rather be somewhere else. This is why when I have a meal with someone, I put my phone away, not on the table. If you get too distracted by your devices, you may have to take more extreme measures by leaving your phone in the car or turning it on airplane mode. We live in a society where everything seems urgent and our immediate response is needed. However, this is a man-made notion and it's not really reality. The accessibility of tech is a great advantage, allowing us to have the convenience to run the world even at a child soccer tournament. But we don't need to always do that. Make the conscious choice to be present for someone in your presence with your goal to build a real relationship. Your virtual work and world will always be waiting for you, but real people in your life will not always be accessible to you. So make every moment you have with them really count and detach to make a connection.